So Robin is worried her husband is back on Snapchat and talking to his ex. Let's unpack it with group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Robin says, hey guys, first of all, ever since moving here about 15 years ago, I've been a faithful listener.
Hey, thank you.
Just love your show and all the craziness. Ha ha.
Okay.
So I'm hoping you can help me out a little here. I'm a newlywed, married almost a year. I'm 26, my husband's 28. We dated for 3 years before we married.
Okay.
Our dating was filled with my husband, then boyfriend, contacting his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
He emailed her, snapped, and texted her. Several years ago, I told him that if he ever got back on Snapchat again, we were done.
Oh.
At the time, he agreed, and for several years, it appeared that he did stay off and that he had not contacted this girl.
Okay.
Fast forward to this week.
Oh.
I have discovered that he is back on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Not just sometimes, but most of the day and night.
Oh.
He's on at night when I'm asleep, and you probably have guessed that the ex-girlfriend is on there, too. However, I can't prove that they're on together because I asked him to see his Snapchat history, and he said I didn't need to because I should be able to trust him and that he's not snapping her. Trust me.
Hey, what have I ever done to deserve your distrust?
So do you consider this cheating? And if so, is it enough to end a marriage?
Oh, gosh.
I should add that the girl lives about 1,000 miles from us, but my husband travels a lot, and I don't know that she wouldn't join him sometime.
Okay.
Any help would be so appreciated. Thanks in advance.
Oh, gosh, that's tough.
That's really tough.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there is the thing that, hey, she's not, like, in proximity. She's not down the street.
Right.
But still.
Right.
That's, oh.
I mean, Trina is saying it. Yes, he's cheating. Anyone who immediately says you don't need to, you should trust me, is cheating, lying, hiding something.
That's the part that really kind of got me.
Even if it's emotional, she said anyone who wasn't doing anything wrong would say, yeah, sure, here you go. You can look.
Yeah. Yeah, like, hey, just check my phone.
Yeah. And even if not, the disrespect is disgusting. No grown man, no adult period should have Snapchat unless it's like me and have it because your kids like the funny filters, which is why I got it.
Hey, right, right.
100%. Like, that kept me entertained and
sure.
Carpool line.
Yeah.
And then I would just hand my phone in the back seat when I picked them up, and then I would discover funny things that they recorded with the filters, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand Snapchat is basically texting now for a certain generation. Like they just use it to text.
They snap half their face and send it to their friends, and I don't understand
it. Or do like a little peace sign, kissy face, and then send it and type whatever they need to type in the thing.
That's
it. Yeah, I mean, that's their thing.
Right.
It shouldn't be for your 28-year-old husband.
It shouldn't be.
Just put a little kissy face and peace sign.
Yeah, we shouldn't be kissy face peace signing our ex.
Kissy face peace signing our ex.
We should not.
Like, hey, girl.
What's that? You up?
You up?
You up?
1,000 miles away. It's a different time zone.
Kissy face peace sign.
So maybe overnight's the only time that he can actually...
Again, I'm going to refer back to we shouldn't be contacting the ex in any way, shape, or form.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Ophelia texted us and said she needs to call Libby K and ask the quickest route out of that relationship. Our traffic reporter.
I think that's the first time our traffic reporter got a shout-out.
Libby got a shout-out. I love that. Libby, did you hear that?
An unsung hero on the station.
Call Libby. Doesn't really
get the spotlight as she should.
Yeah, she should. Right, right. Let's give her the perfect route to get out of that relationship.
That's funny.
This road's blocked. You're going to have to take a detour around to this. That's funny.
Oh.
All right, hey, let us know, especially if you've dealt with this, because I don't think, again, this is unique necessarily.
Well, and Snapchat's hard to monitor.
It is.
Like, that is not an easy one to be looking at the history and all the things.
If she's his number one streak, then that would be telling.
See, I don't even know like what a streak means.
Okay.
And that's how I keep forgetting I have Snapchat. It's been a while since I've been on it.
I know.
Again, I was trying to monitor my son. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't speak Snapchat.
I've given up on that.
I know how to use a filter. That was about it. Like to pick pictures
Kelly,
of myself.
Kelly bowed out of Snapchat when the dog filter with the dog ears and when that kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah.
She was like, listen, I can't put dog ears on myself anymore.
Now,
I'm
listen,
out.
I liked like the dancing, like it made it look like you were a little kid face in a costume, like the dancing bunny costume. I liked that. That was fun.
Okay. 502-795-1997. That's our number. You can send us a voice note. That's a great way to get heard. Or call or text us, and we will get some of your stories. Maybe help Robin out of this situation here.
Yeah, again,
give her a path forward.
She was like Snapchat and WhatsApp. Those are the cheater apps.
All right, take some of your stories on the way on 99.7DJX. When your husband's on Snapchat and you suspect him snapping his ex again after you've said, please don't contact him anymore or her anymore now that we're married. And he's like, oh, baby, don't worry about it. I don't have to show you my Snapchat. Just trust me.
Well, she even went as far as to say if he ever got back on Snapchat again, we were done.
Yeah, so now
she did lay down that law.
Exactly. She gave him the ultimatum, which I don't like ultimatums.
No.
But this is one where it almost feels like...
Exactly. And Lisa is probably not going to help the situation. She said, my ex-husband had an affair with his first wife. She, too, was 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, that was one of the key points is, like, this person is
1,000 miles
across
away.
The country.
Right.
Right.
But he travels for work, and then she's all like, maybe
she's worried.
She's going to join him sometime. Doesn't know. And she said, Lisa says definitely in contact with the ex. Even if nothing physical has happened, lots of emotional things happening.
Jeez. Yeah, there is. I mean, if you jump on the Facebook comments, pretty much everyone there is saying that's a red flag, that's a red flag, that's a red flag.
Yes.
Megan's like, why would anyone be on Snapchat all day and all night? He's definitely up to no good.
Sure. Tiffany says, it doesn't matter if he's cheating or not. You set a boundary when you said if he got on Snapchat again, you were done. He has chosen to get on Snapchat and therefore disregard your boundary and your feelings.
Now, Catherine jumps in and says, Kelly, you're missing out on Snapchat.
Oh.
She says, me and my bestie send each other real-time snaps of our daily lives. Or, you know, when your husband does something stupid. Or the kids be getting on your nerves. LOL.
That's so cute.
Little snaps. That's all you got to do.
That's cute.
That's all you got to do.
So, like, I opened up Snapchat for the first time.
In a minute?
In quite a minute. I want to say, like, 53 weeks ago is what it said.
Wow.
And I realized my dad has a Snapchat.
Did he jump on the snap?
He jumped on the snap.
By the way, what's your dad doing?
I don't know. But I think maybe he joined it because he knew we were on it. Or like the grandkids, grandkids are on it.
Sure.
And I want to say, the last time I snapped my niece, who's in college.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And then again, I just keep forgetting that I have it. So maybe that's why. Like, I don't. I'm not active on there a lot.
That's fine. Thanks, Amber. She says, my friends and I like to send each other poop snaps. That's great. Amber, that definitely sounds like something the boys would do.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like back in the day, we used to send those via text message.
Right.
Like take a picture and send a text.
Sure.
Sorry, am I getting too locker room?
It is a lot. That's a lot.
Getting a little locker room.
Do you
here.
At least put a fun filter on it?
No, don't need to. Don't need to.
Okay.
Okay. Do you at least put a fun filter on it?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Are you talking like toilet snaps?
I'm trying to make it a little better. It's not good. It's not good.
Now, whether or not you decide, Robin, that this is the final straw and you end it is going to be up to you.
Yeah. But the fact is, too, the thing that we don't like, us being the peanut gallery, is the fact that he was all, like, refusing to show you his Snapchat history.
Yep.
He said, trust me.
Yeah, Melanie.
You don't need to see it.
Says,
it's fine.
Trust your gut. Do what's best for you. He has zero respect for you. This will not get any better. He is gaslighting you.
Yeah. Jacqueline, I miss the days before phones and social media we just had secrets and didn't share everything.
When we just had secrets. And you know what? As long as you just kept it a secret, you were fine.
It was a lot easier
there was not the paper trail.
Secrets as secrets.
I miss when we could
found out.
That's funny. Thank you, Jacqueline. All right. Well, hey, good luck. I know that sucks. It's
but we all agree, yes. I think sometimes when you reach out and you have these gut feelings, you're looking for the validation.
Yeah.
And I think you're getting the validation from everyone that your spidey senses are on point with this.
Especially Sophie, who just messaged us and said, I'm unsure of how, but my friend went into Snapchat settings, downloaded all her boyfriend's data.
Oh, no.
That's how she found out that she was getting cheated on. So maybe that's something that you can do. I don't know.
That sounds like being a little bit of a technical wizard.
Something Kelly couldn't do.
No.
But maybe you, Robin,
maybe
could.
Maybe if you chat GPT it, how do I download my husband's Snapchat history click?
All right. All right. Well, hey, it's no good anywhere you slice it.
Yeah. And just the fact that he didn't just willingly hand over his phone and say, here, check everything.
That's the worst part.
Tells me there's something he's
hiding. Exactly. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.